Welcome to the Dangerous Men United podcast. Today, we have our title sponsor Bubbler here.
Bubbler.
How many milligrams of caffeine are in that can there, Adam?
69.
Interesting. Touche, Bubbler. Touche. So we're going to be talking about how not to run a Dangerous Men group today. You've probably heard some of our other podcasts about how to run a Dangerous Men group effectively. And we're essentially just going to cover all the ways that we've screwed up running Dangerous Men groups over the years. So, why you should not start a Dangerous Men group? Adam, why shouldn't you start one?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Scared.
You're scared?
Yeah.
That's a classic one.
No balls.
Watching too much porn.
Still.
Hooking up with your girlfriend.
Those are good reasons.
All your buddies, they're not struggling with it. They don't need Dangerous Men.
Yeah. You aren't going to admit it anyway.
Yeah.
By yourself. Men shouldn't be vulnerable. That's for women.
That's a pretty good reason not to start a Dangerous Men group.
Yeah.
Too busy. I don't have any free time.
Too anything to stop being vulnerable.
So that's probably...
Just don't ask me to be that honest. That's all we care about.
So if you do, by chance, get over the first hurdle and start running a Dangerous Men group, it sounds like you shouldn't be vulnerable when you're running it.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Fake it.
That would be way too effective.
Red Christian boy. Just put on the facade.
It's all about the performance, baby.
Yeah.
Just perform for God.
Yeah.
And your friends.
Jesus has nothing to say about whitewashed tombs in the Bible, I'm pretty sure.
That's true. That's actually,
we need the Christianese
a whitewashed tomb
for that one.
Yeah, is a Pharisee, and the Pharisees were
Christianese for that one too.
They were the legal ruling body of the day, which may or may not be the current Christian church, and they were very concerned with how they looked on the outside and following all the rules, and inside they were rotting. And they had malicious hearts and very selfish.
That's a pretty big word, sir.
Yeah. Those are not Christianese words.
No, so. No. Well, they were whitewashed.
Whitewashed tombs.
Educated right here.
Rotting inside.
I may have a Bible minor from the University of Northwestern St. Paul located in Roseville, Minnesota.
Speaking of Pharisees.
I was going to say he's...
Sorry, I was talking about you, not the university. Just to be clear.
I was just impressed that you're more spiritual than the rest of us.
Yeah, no. I've got a pretty good facade going, so you better not mess it up.
I'll try not to.
All about the reputation. Yeah.
So what's another terrible way to start your Dangerous Men group? I think...
don't prepare.
Yeah, if you just come
just
in...
wing it.
And wing it is a good way to do it.
And don't pray, for sure.
Yeah, you don't want to pray
that's
for
like
or
preparing.
About you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
And don't. It'd really screw up if you start talk to God about it first.
Don't talk about your weeks. No. Oh yeah, I masturbated 5 times. No, don't tell him that.
Yeah, you don't need.
No.
Wow. Cover it up. You can just say once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just exactly. Lie a little.
Take
bit
your once. Total, divide it by 2, add 3, and subtract 5, and that's how many you confess to.
Just confess to. Just don't confess to everything.
Just a little bit.
They think you're a pervert. You know.
I've always preferred vagueness. Just be as vague as possible.
I have an unspoken prayer request this week.
I have an unspoken praise.
I did stuff with my girlfriend. I did stuff with myself. You know, just little things like that.
Yeah. Vague is good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Be vague.
I like vague.
I think also you probably shouldn't let the Holy Spirit like start getting involved in your group.
That's easy not to do.
Yeah,
I mean, it for sure.
We're all pretty good at that.
But you definitely shouldn't if you're going to not effectively run your Dangerous Men group.
I mean, we're all pretty good at not letting the Holy Spirit in the door.
True.
Meet yourself.
Yeah. Meet in a very public space and talk as loudly as possible.
That'll shut down.
I think maybe if you meet at a Panera Bread at 6 a.m. and there may or may not be another random gentleman sitting behind you as you're sharing your lustimonies that you were unaware of in the other booth. And it's a very awkward walk out. I didn't do that.
Yeah. You and Grandpa's book club meeting at the Panera Bread at 6 a.m.
That was a great way not to run a dangerous men group.
Yeah.
I think if you'd act super spiritual.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, that's the same thing. Act like you got it all together. And everybody else who confesses anything is a prayer. Oh,
make everyone know that you're holier than them.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Kind of put yourself. Because you are.
Yeah, right. For
put
sure.
Yourself above them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're there to offer advice, to be the smartest in the room.
Any of you sinners want help?
Yeah, that's right.
I could do it.
Yeah.
I can help.
Yeah, I did that once. That's
a friend of mine did it once.
Yeah.
I heard about it.
Yeah. All your sins. Yeah, never admit current sins. They just all live way back there.
Yeah.
Yes, good. They're in the past.
That's a little more subtle approach. I like that.
Yeah.
Vague. Joe's chief vague officer.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
I used to struggle with that.
Yeah.
What about, I think you probably shouldn't have a fighting partner when you're running your group. You should just go it alone, cowboy it.
Yeah, do it by yourself. Makes you look better.
DIY. Yeah. That's a macho thing to do. That's pretty.
Any man knows that. Yeah,
manly.
You can't put somebody else helped me on your resume. So, yeah.
Any man knows you got to be independent and do it yourself.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not a man.
Yeah, it's the manly way to do it.
Yeah. For sure.
And you definitely don't want to clean up with your fighting partner before you go to group.
Clean up?
Yeah. Confess your sins.
Oh. Is that what that means?
I mean, yeah.
Double meaning right there.
A shower would also be important. Don't shower for the whole semester. That feels like a pretty good way to run it. Yeah.
I mean, I do that currently. Yeah. So.
He's super unkept.
You should probably not go to the Freedom Retreat, and you shouldn't get your guys
go to the Freedom Retreat.
That'll really mess you up.
Yeah. I mean, you actually could hear from the Holy Spirit there.
Yeah, it's definitely not the most important part of Dangerous Men.
No, stay away, because what if you'd change?
That's a pretty scary proposition.
I know. And then you have to be honest and real. And
that'd be a bummer.
Definitely don't get gifts from Lowell while you're there.
You just got here thinking about it.
Yeah, don't be generous. Don't be generous. Don't try to make other guys feel loved. Don't give them stuff.
Yeah, create a really uncomfortable environment in your group, too. Yeah.
No food, no free stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
They pay for all of it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pay
and
for
they
your
come
time.
Charging for everything.
That's right.
It's like, that slice of pizza, that's $3.
That's right $3. Yeah.
Hand it over.
Yeah.
You screwed up a lot this week. That'd be $10.
That's just charge them for penance. That's good. Yeah, wow. God won't forgive you. That's $10.
Come on. Punishments for screwing up. You're going to masturbate this week? That is something.
They
could
prepay? That's even better.
I'm going to screw up 5 times this week. I'll put some money in the pot.
When I coach soccer, when they swore a word, a swear word, they would have to do 10 push-ups. And so guys are catching on when they're seniors and stuff. And they come up to me and they do like 30 push-ups to go, what's that for? I'm about to say 3 swear words to you. So we could do that. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can just pay in advance your penance.
Dispensation tax.
Yeah.
If they said something uplifting and encouraging, did you have to do the push-ups though?
No, but I had to do some push-ups.
Yeah, that's.
Lowell's like about to cuss you out.
It wasn't exactly. I did that. We lost the game once. And I had everybody I acted like I was super mad, just yelling at him, which is unusual for me. I said, "Anybody do push-ups?" And so I got down to push-ups, and then I started saying a bad word. It just all went crazy. It wasn't a terrible bad word. It was the word I used for sin.
What's that?
Another word that starts with S?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. I can't say it because
T.
I just have to be a good Christian
good
boy.
Good point. You get canceled.
Good Christian boys won't say shit.
Yeah, we'll get unmonetized.
You did it.
Yeah.
You did
delete.
It. Yeah. Did I do it?
Yeah. Now we're going to get explicit on this podcast and nobody will listen.
Can we
actually
edit?
Everybody will listen.
No, you can edit that out. Just go shh, ding.
That's the ding. Hit the ding button on the thing.
Wait a minute.
The dangerous man sound effect for sin.
All right. Sin is just like shh.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, you can edit that first one out.
I think also if you're leading the group, don't use any of the coaching guide resources in the locker room we have online. Don't watch any of the videos.
You know what to do. You don't have to listen to that.
You've got it down.
Some old guy wrote it anyway. Yeah. What do they know?
Even some young guys stuff too.
An instruction manual? What is this crap?
You're not a man.
Yeah, what is this, IKEA furniture?
Yeah.
You read the instructions.
The first step is to throw the manual away.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's key. Any other terrible ideas for running a dangerous men group?
Yeah, a good one. Adam, come on. Come on.
You know, definitely.
On, just one.
Definitely don't bring snacks, you know.
All's hot food.
That was your best one?
Well, I mean.
I don't think that music was good enough for that. I mean, it's too good. That was kind of a, we already talked about that one. That kind of sucked.
Well, I guess just make sure no one shows up to your group. Like maybe two guys, but.
Got that one.
Yeah.
I think on the flip side too.
Lowell is showing what not to do by bringing a guest in and then offending them when they voice their opinion, make fun of them, play music, and then tell them your music was better than their opinion. Their ideas.
My opinion is
like, that's exactly what you do on a group.
You came here tonight to just share that, Adam. get out of our small group.
All right,
come back to yourself out. Don't let the door share.
Oh, can't believe it.
When you're running your group too, the group is always about you as the leader. Mm-hmm. And so
talk as much as possible.
Yeah, and you want to make, like, the more guys you can get there, it doesn't matter if they're actually learning anything. It's just validation of how good of a group leader you are if you get a bunch of people there.
Don't listen to when they're talking. Just talk over them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, make sure they're all zoned out.
Yeah, you're the teacher. You have to tell them what's up.
It's all about you.
Yeah. Well, about me looking good.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, my favorite's when like they're on their phone and you know people are talking. That's always a great way to go about
it. Be on your phone.
Yeah.
Like look at March Madness scores between podcasts and stuff.
Speaking
like
of
that.
My bracket is just falling off. Bracket's a cliff going.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
Just pull up the game. Yeah. That's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that quad screen going. Four games at once.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How could this be more life giving than that?
It can't be.
No. Certainly could not.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Porn's a terrible coping mechanism, but March Madness basketball during group is totally fine.
Yeah.
You got to check out at some point.
And, you know, texting your girlfriend, all the things you're going to do later with her.
Oh
no.
Yeah.
Winky face. Long walks.
Yeah.
Stare lightly into her eyes.
That's what you do the push-ups for before.
Oh yeah,
I mean you're talking about it, so you're like, oh, I got to crank out the pushups.
Ask her dad how he feels about that.
Well, he won't find out.
Yeah,
that's how you do it.
Wow,
yeah.
There it is.
Well, any other terrible ideas?
I'm out of that.
We're out. Well, if you want other terrible ideas, don't listen to any more of our Dangerous Men United podcast.
Don't share your testimony in full explanation.
Don't,
like,
continue
like
to be vague.
Yeah.
Don't follow our YouTube channel. Don't like, don't subscribe.
Don't learn anything.
Yeah, don't learn anything. And possibly don't start a Dangerous Men group.
Keep watching porn, basically.
Just don't start a group.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't feel good about yourself because you think it's necessary.
Yeah, so maybe you start a group, but just don't do
just
a very
screw
good
it
job
up.
About it. Yeah, yeah.
Like, they walk away from your group thinking, God is not real.
Or they're thinking, I went through the group, I'm good.
I'm good for good. Yeah, then, I'm good to go. I can keep watching doing porn.
And possibly the best, just continue to manage your sin the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's the best way to go about it.